Here's a number. About 700,000 people in the U.S., presumably not named Caitlyn Jenner, are said to be transgender. It's a widely cited and also widely disputed number. And how many other people might consider taking the steps to switch the gender they were assigned at birth now that Caitlyn Jenner is the latest glamorous cover girl on Vanity Fair magazine? Statistics are difficult to come by. It's estimated that from 100 to 1,000, that's a wide range there, so-called sexual reassignment surgeries are performed each year in the United States. It's a number that has been steadily growing since the 1960s. Many other Americans go to places like Thailand, where such procedures are cheaper and more available. There are also a sizable number of Americans who transition quietly over a long period of time, relying on hormonal treatments and delaying surgery for years, in some cases, or avoiding it altogether. Estimates of untreated clinical gender identity disorder in the U.S., which might account for some of the people who would consider taking the journey across the gender line, range as high as 320,000 in the U.S. You may recall this moment, how an aging, somewhat fragile-looking person named Bruce posed this question in an interview with Diane Sawyer that was watched by more than 16 million people.
Am I saying goodbye to something? I'm saying goodbye to people's perception of me and who I am. I'm not saying goodbye to me because this has always been me.
But a very glamorous-looking Caitlyn Jenner said hello to the world this week on the cover of Vanity Fair magazine. This much ado about goodbye and hello is not the same story for the thousands of other transgender individuals and the thousands more who might consider becoming part of that community. What in the landscape, if anything, has changed now because of one celebrity's story? Rhys Harper is a trans man, photographer, and founder of the Transcending Gender Project, which celebrates human lives for reasons beyond gender. He's in his early 30s and joins us from Little Rock, Arkansas. And Dawn Ennis is a trans female in her early 50s and news editor at The Advocate. She joined us from L.A.
This is a journey, and that is such a cliche that there are friends of mine who, when we watched the ABC Gender special, we joked that it could be a drinking game. Every time someone says the word journey, have a drink. It is something that one does not do lightly, nor is it something that necessarily culminates in surgery. Some people never, ever get to the point where they can even take hormones because of health or financial or insurance risks. The transgender experience is about taking something that you know in your heart and in your head and in your own mind, but you can't feel physically and you don't see in the mirror reflected until you start becoming the person that you know inside. And the hardest part for everyone, I guess, is accepting that what they see is what you see. Mm. And you know what? It's not about what other people think. It's about what Caitlyn Jenner feels when she sees herself in that mirror. And when she gets to the point of feeling as if this is the place in her life that she wants to be. I'm very impressed with all the work she's done. I mean, she looks like $1 million, and I'm guessing it costs about that much. Way out of reach for most of us, and hats off to her for having that ability. But for me and for others, I think that this is not a, we made it to the moon. This is a, well, one person got to fulfill her dream. Now, what about all those others who are still struggling?
Rhys, does Caitlyn Jenner distort the landscape for people who might be considering this, or does she enable people to come to work today and go, you know, let me tell you about something I've been thinking about?
You know, for me, I think the visibility is great, but I have to agree with Dawn. You know, it's great that she's been able to fulfill her dream. And like I said, the visibility is there. I grew up in McAllister, Oklahoma, and people are talking about this and in a very positive light. You know, I see people that I grew up with talking about it on Facebook and having positive things to say, and that's really exciting. But as Dawn said, you know, it's still a struggle for a lot of people.
And
I would say, John, if I could just add one thing. I don't think there's anyone in America who is looking at Caitlyn Jenner and saying, huh, you know what? I didn't think of that before, but I think I'm going to change my gender. This is not something that people are going to go out and get a new hairstyle or get a new Botox treatment or something to affect a gender change. People who have questioned whether they could take their lives and upend it and find their true path, they may be inspired by her courage.
Well, that's something. I mean, that's not nothing. And we should note that the discrimination against people who are transgender is not necessarily going to change, or at least is not something we should forget about as a result of this. And the difficulties of making this transition are still there, and both of you have described that. But is there – I mean, celebrities always get things more easily. I mean, they do everything, you know, in ways that the rest of us, you know, wish we could. Does that help or hurt this situation for other people in the community in the United States? Reese?
I think it does inspire people to come out and tell their stories. When I started the Transcending Gender Project, my biggest fear was that I was not going to be able to find anyone who wanted to be out and tell their story. And in fact, I found the exact opposite. I was inundated with people who want to be heard. So I do think that it does inspire people and give them that confidence to come out and tell their own stories.
Dawn, here's a hard question. In a lot of cases, I think up until now, I think it was easy for people who were inclined to be relatively hateful about this whole experience to point to any transition as a creep show. Do you think in this case it's more artful, and that somehow that kind of, you know, well, if she ever comes up to me, I'm going to pull out my shotgun, you know, that kind of impulse goes away?
I think it does in some ways, because I'm very sure that most people have no idea who's trans. I was in a checkout line. Woman sees gender on the cover of the supermarket tableau, and she says, oh, I just don't understand why he would do such a thing. And me being myself, I'm a transgender woman. I'm buying my groceries like everybody else, said to her, I know, you know what? I guess she just had to survive, and I guess she didn't have much of a choice, because that's what I did. And she looked at me, and she was completely blown away and had no idea that the woman next to her in the checkout line was transgender. And she says, well, to each her own. And I don't know if I won an ally that day, but at least I made it clear to her, you don't know.
And she got her pronouns right after that encounter. She got her pronouns right. Yeah. So you,
sure did.
Yeah, there you go.
That's an important thing for a lot of us. And you know what? It's more important that people look at what Caitlyn Jenner say, wow, I didn't recognize before what she would look like. When I walked into ABC News after a very long process of making sure that my bosses were ready and my coworkers were ready and everybody knew that this was going to happen, I walked in and you know what? Nobody blinked an eye. Nobody looked at me and said, oh my God, look at the freak in the wig and the dress. What people saw was, oh, that's who you are. It was because it wasn't Dawn Ennis wearing a dress and a wig. It was Dawn being myself.
Mm. Reese, before we go, who do you think in the community hates this whole sense of spectacle, is just kind of turned off by all of it, and may feel actually a bit hurt by the way in which the rest of America is kind of going, well, we solved that problem?
I can't specifically say who hates it. I'm certain that there are people who do. Some people that do get left out of the conversation, often, you know, we talk so much about these trans identities of people, you know, transitioning from male to female or female to male. But there are people who don't identify necessarily as either, who often get left out of that conversation, who may be more androgynous or who maybe identify as genderqueer. And, you know, I think sometimes they get left out of the conversation.
Dawn Ennis is a trans female in her early 50s, news editor at The Advocate, is in Los Angeles, California. Reese Harper, trans man, photographer, founder of the Transcending Gender Project. He's in his early 30s and joined us from Little Rock, Arkansas.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.